Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Good morning and welcome. The fourth and final hour of our get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. It is, let's call it 9:06. It's the Bob Rose Show. And Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Oprah Winfrey took $1 million to help Kamala Harris. Isn't that weird?
Wait, hold on. She didn't contribute $1 million.
No.
She got paid $1 million.
Yes, for her endorsement.
That's crazy.
It's weird, okay?
It is weird.
Forget the amount, because for the average person, it'd be the equivalent of, $20.
Right.
Hey, man, for $20, will you put your good name on the line and say I'm going to be a great candidate for president? And it's funny because if Oprah already felt that way, would give her endorsement without charge, like many of the Hollywood weirdos. Although now we have to go back and say, well, I wonder how many Hollywood weirdos were just pitching for Kamala because they really wanted her, or maybe they were getting a couple of bucks slid their way.
Makes you wonder.
Vice President Kamala Harris paid Oprah Winfrey's Harpo Productions $1 million, just as one example of millions of the campaign spent on various entertainers during the vice president's failed bid for president. And remember, she went way into debt.
Oh, yeah.
And that's after spending $2 billion, with a B, $2 billion. And, we're voting for values and integrity, Winfrey said at the last rally in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Really?
We're voting for healing over hate. But I wonder why she didn't say, well, we're voting for values and integrity. And because I have values and integrity, I at least have to make it known that, you know, I was paid. I've been paid for my endorsement.
And now I have $1 million to go along with my integrity and my endorsement.
Yeah. Yeah, but Winfrey wasn't the only star the Harris campaign spent big money on. Washington Examiner revealed that the campaign spent big money on Call Her Daddy podcast. Why would you have to pay to be on a podcast? Yeah. Generally, the podcaster would say, look, this is a guest that I think is going to bring listeners and value to my show. I mean,
you think Trump paid Rogan for 3 hours of his time?
No, because Rogan knew the value of having the presidential candidates on his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it becomes, hey, here's money, now sell my product,
right?
Versus there's no money exchanged here. Oh, well, there's no favors being exchanged, except that you agree to be on with us. And then we're going to ask you questions that we think our folks, our listeners want to know. But really paid, it's a weird thing. It's one of those things.
Let's give a billionaire $1 million to say nice things about me.
Local story that's weird. Florida basketball coach Todd Golden, who we thought was maybe going to have a golden year this year, honestly. Yeah. He's got some talent that they've put together, apparently. But he's facing allegations of sexual harassment, sexual exploitation, stalking, cyber stalking, multiple women, including students, over the past 12 months, according to the Independent Florida Alligator. The claims against Golden include unwanted sexual advances on Instagram, requesting sexual favors, sending photos and videos of his personal stuff. Mm-hmm. Newspaper based its report on a copy of a September 27th Title IX complaint against him. And because it's a Title IX inquiry, the school can't even comment on it. It's not like they're necessarily holding back. The Associated Press contacted the university. They wanted a copy of the complaint. Under federal law, the school cannot comment or even confirm any Title IX inquiries, complaints, or investigations. So, of course, school officials aren't going to say anything. My understanding is, as of right now, he's still going to be coaching tonight, in fact. Okay. Innocent until proven guilty. Yes. People can make allegations when it's more than a couple. It's the odds start to kind of go against you as being innocent, but doesn't matter, the odds and all that. Still innocent until proven guilty, but it doesn't. It's not good. It's not good on many different levels for sure, right? Well, yeehaw! What am I hearing in the background?
Just a good old boy.
What are they up to?
Never meaning no harm.
I think I'm a good old boy.
Yeah. Duke boys.
He told you never saw been in trouble with the law since the day we was born. Straightening the curve. Yeah.
Destroying Dodge back Chargers
the by the hundreds.
Yeah.
Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
You know, that was a fun show. I got politically incorrect, for sure, by today's standards, I guess. But anybody with a brain, knew there was no harm, no foul.
No.
And it was a good time on the TV. Well, it was actually on this day in 1978 that they made that famous General Lee jump.
Man.
Was that right? Do I have it?
Yes,
78, right?
Did. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Even though the series didn't actually start, I think, until 1979.
Right, but they were doing the filming, and this is the day that jump happened.
And how many Chargers did they wreck during the seasons?
Like 300.
Of the show?
300.
How many? 300.
Yeah. So 16 feet high, 82 feet long. Of course, it totaled the car. Imagine that. Yeah, they weren't made for that, you know.
Yeah.
82 feet.
I had a Ford Torino that I jumped not any near that distance, but yeah, I can tell you the motor mounts and stuff, especially when the car is already kind of old.
Yeah.
Doesn't really like it because you think about the force you hit the ground, and then all that momentum, like the motor, it just kind of slid right up into the radiator for me personally.
Wow.
Yeah. But I didn't do it on road, so you don't have to worry about, you know, nobody else was in danger, just me and my own stupidity at work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But my buddies were there.
Of course. That's why you did it.
We all laughed.
Yeah.
Towed her back to the gas station.
Uh-huh.
Sold it the next day for $150. I paid $400 for it and drove the you-know-what out of it, so.
You got your money's worth?
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. Wow.
Also on this date. The Berlin Wall. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's been 35 years since the fall of the wall. Tens of thousands of people celebrated the fall of the Berlin Wall 35 years ago, and I remember it.
And if you haven't seen the Reagan movie, you'll see it in there, of course.
Mm-hmm. It was a lucky day for which we Germans are still grateful today, said the current chancellor. The wall was built in 1961, and it stood for 28 years at the front line of the Cold War between the West, or Americans, and the Soviets. It was built by communists to cut off East Germans from the supposed ideological contamination of the West.
Contamination.
They could have been contaminated with free speech.
Ooh, can't have that. That could spread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people start thinking for themselves, and then they want to, all of a sudden they want to govern themselves,
no,
and then it gets crazy. Anyway, but it was also really built, if we're being honest, they didn't want people to continue to flee East Germany.
Right.
And many people still attempted to, and they got bullets in their back to prove So, anyway, that anniversary is today. But the most important anniversary today, I believe, is the fact that it is the 11th day of the 11th month. It is Veterans Day. So thank you. Thank you to our veterans. And we're still appreciating you.
Yep.
Whether you just got out yesterday or 70 years ago, we appreciate it. It is 9:16 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we still have more to talk about, if you can believe it. Big headlines, top stories, it's all there, and it's coming at you next on 97.3 The Sky.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome. 9:21, we'll call it, on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. 11th day, the 11th month. It is Veterans Day. We thank veterans. And veterans can make themselves available to participate and take advantage of a lot of opportunities and things that businesses would like to give you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And thank you for your service. Eaton's Beach, restaurant on Lake Weir in Southern Marion County, they're offering free breakfast for the veterans and first responders. And that just started at 9 o'clock, so that'll go on for a little bit. If you're in that area, I want to take advantage of that. And I'm sure there are many, many other opportunities for you. So, and you should enjoy.
Absolutely.
Enjoy, participate, because, you know, there are people that, you know, want to be able to thank you. And that's one of the ways in which they can do that. Apparently, Joe Biden is supposed to lobby Trump to not abandon Ukraine during an upcoming meeting. They're supposed to meet Wednesday, you know?
Wow.
Can you change these drapes over here? This coffee table will not do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a transition thing, and there's a lot to do, I'm sure. And so they're going to let Hitler into the White House again. I can't believe it.
That's just shocking.
Isn't it? That's crazy talk. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, in fact, was the one that said, hey, Biden, Biden's going to try to sell it to Trump, man. You know, let's not walk away from Ukraine. Let's help him out. Let's help him out. Well, Trump wrote the book on the art of the deal, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And I am sure that he will handle that situation as needed. And I do. I want good resolve, good resolution.
Of course.
I guess it would be for everyone. And I think that's what President Trump wants. We'll see. I don't know. What is it? What is it that Putin wants? Doesn't want missiles staring him in the face?
Understandable. We don't like it, do we?
No, nobody likes it.
Didn't like it when the Russians were in Cuba. We didn't like it.
Ain't nobody like no ICBMs, like all in their face, all up in their grill. Don't want, you know, ICBM up in my grill. Nobody does.
I got to just...
I got no time for that.
Pick that thing out there, yeah.
Trump will work it out, man. He'll look at the whole thing, and he'll go, okay, you know, what's good for us? What's good for them? Where can we find some middle ground? And he's very good at negotiating. And remember, when he wins, we win. And I mean we as an American, not just those who voted for him.
And it's kind of a tough time right now. I mean, the Russians have had their, I think they said their worst month ever in this battle. But they've got like about 50,000 more troops gathered along with those from Korea.
10,000 from Korea on the ground, apparently.
Yes. So they're going to be sending them in. So not going to be pretty.
Not good.
Mm-mm.
This story got some traction, and it should. Can you imagine you're working for FEMA, and you literally say to your employees that are going door-to-door to help people after a hurricane, you literally tell them, hey, don't go to the houses that have Trump signs.
Oh, man.
Can you believe it?
That's just awful.
But remember, we're the haters. We're the dividers. We're the bad people.
Right.
Just to keep that in mind.
Okay.
We're the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
We're the basket of deplorables. We're all those bad things.
Right.
But you work for FEMA, and because you don't like Trump, you don't like Trump voters, if they've got a Trump sign, don't help them. And when I first heard about it, honestly,
I didn't believe it. Yeah.
I believed it, but I believed that it was an exaggeration. In other words, there was a kernel of truth, and then it was heavily exaggerated.
Mm.
Doesn't turn out to be the case. This is the real deal. Marnie Washington, a FEMA supervisor, repeatedly informed hurricane relief workers verbally and in a group chat to avoid homes advertising Trump in the aftermath of Hurricane Milton. This was in Lake Placid, Florida. And, many homes were skipped as a result of that. And that means those homeowners did not have the opportunity to qualify for FEMA assistance. The government employees told the Daily Wire that there were at least 20 homes with Trump signs or flags, and they were skipped from the end of October and into November due to the guidance, meaning they were not given the opportunity to qualify for FEMA assistance. Images shared with the Daily Wire show that houses were skipped over by the workers who wrote in the government system messages. Says, quote, Trump sign, no entry per leadership.
That's smart.
Yes, it is.
Put it where it belongs.
Yep. So there you have it. And there wasn't just one. There were several, and several witnesses that came forward and said, yep, that's what we were told to do. And these government employees had been part of a Department of Homeland Security surge capacity force team. They basically volunteered to assist FEMA, which was understaffed after the second major hurricane. One government employee explained to the outlet that they knew FEMA had been short-staffed, and the government employees thought that they could help and make a difference, adding that they were instructed to discriminate against people. That is one of the... I gotta tell you, I think that's one of the uglier stories.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are, you're an innocent homeowner, but you're a Trump supporter. So I'm going to make life miserable for you. You're not going to get any FEMA support.
As if it's not miserable enough,
right?
After a hurricane,
right?
Really?
I mean, that is just what kind of nastiness is that?
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's just evil. You could look at homes and you could see, you know, say there's damage there.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, well, blank them, man. They're going to vote for Trump.
Yeah.
I'm not going to help them. And like, it's your money, too, by the way.
That's true, too. Yeah. It's the, you know, money that, I don't know, we've all paid. We pay our taxes, hope for some government help once in a while. And then you got somebody like that calling some shots.
You know, they're going to do this. You know, rehash for a while of, you know, why did Kamala lose?
Oh, yeah.
And there's more than a few reasons why. But one of them is her cover-up of Joe Biden's decline. And that's part of why at least some, Democrats said, gosh, I mean, I can see it with my own eyes. You're basically gaslighting me. You're telling me I'm crazy, that he is totally 100%, very astute and very articulate in meetings, et cetera, et cetera. It, you know, you're basically, well, you're lying to me. And that hurt Kamala, along with a lot of other stupid things she either said or did or failed to do. It is 9:28, coming up in about 15 minutes. Things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts. Start thinking about that and passing along to others that it is Veterans Day. Thank you, veterans. 97.3 The Sky. Pump it up. All right, 11th day, 11th month. You know what that means. It's Veterans Day. Thank a veteran today if you get a chance. Veterans, we absolutely appreciate you. It is 9:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Greg, normally, well, this is a holiday for a lot of folks. You yes. and I decided to work, be here, mm-hmm. Live and local,
yep.
and covering the bases. And so anything you want to try to do today, fun or otherwise?
I've got a list of things I need to do. I don't know that any of them are fun. We'll see how that works out. Well, one thing we did do over the weekend, yesterday we actually put up the Christmas tree yesterday.
A little early, getting ready for it. And yeah.
Well, my wife has some business travel to do coming up, and so there's part of leading into Thanksgiving. She won't be able to be around for it. So.
I thought when you heard that KTK was playing Christmas music, that automatically made you start to get the tree up and all that. But
that
no?
is, yeah, we walked through the building and, you know, obviously there are music station, and it's like, wow, it really is. Well, I guess the commercials began on even like network television about a week ago, I guess. It's like, November got here and boom, it's Christmas time.
Yeah, I guess, and I may have said this before, I apologize if I did, but it's almost like there's not enough money to make off of Thanksgiving.
Right.
So they got to go right to Christmas, the big money maker, because, mm-hmm. you know, what are you going to do? Thanksgiving, you sell a couple of turkeys, there's no big profit margin in that.
Well, Halloween has become a huge, because of decorations and parties and
You're
costumes.
Right, you were telling me that money
spent. It's up
there
spent. With Christmas, it's up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I find that very hard to believe that the spending levels would be anywhere near like a Christmas type spending for Halloween. Now, I get it. Some people pull out all the stops, and they're going to put together a really cool thing on their front lawn to scare people, kids, whatever. Mm. And then people dress up and spend money on that, and then they spend money on the candy or other things that they give away.
They're saying it's lower than Christmas, but still a major retail event. In the U.S., is what they're saying.
Major retail event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I believe you.
Well, I mean, you got your Mother's Day. That's probably a one that
would be bigger, personally.
So, yeah.
Mother's Day, Father's Day.
In 2023, Americans spent $12.2 billion on Halloween. Christmas was much higher, they say.
Hmm.
But still. $12 billion on Halloween.
Well, and here's the thing. Here's how I would look at it. And that is, if I've got, you know, credit card debt and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I'm not going to do away without doing any holidays per se. But,
sure.
you know, I'm going to kind of pare it back a little bit, I would think. But, and you yeah. know, Americans now more and more, I saw a statistic. What is it like? So 3 in 5 Americans that have a household income above $150,000 are living paycheck to paycheck at yeah. that level.
At $100,000, yeah.
Which is unprecedented, yeah. apparently.
Yeah.
So if that's happening, I would think, mm-hmm. how could spending be going up for Halloween? And the only thing I can think of is the old inflation thing, where
we're not getting as much.
Yeah.
We're still spending it.
In other words, to get yeah. the same amount of candy, we have to spend 35% mm-hmm. more.
Yeah.
And that's probably about right, probably 35% yeah. in real numbers. All right, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance. Do you believe it? He's the first Marine to become Vice President. The first Marine.
You'd have thought at some point along the way.
Yeah. even if it was a long time ago, whatever. Yeah. Hmm. And so he wished his fellow Devil Dogs a happy 249th birthday.
Nice.
And that, of course, that was yesterday. And he put that out on X. Vance is 40 years old, served as an enlisted combat correspondent in the Marine Corps from 2003 to 2007. He left the Corps as an E-5. He deployed to Iraq for 6 months, and he was awarded Marine Corps Good Conduct Medal, Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal, Iraq Campaign Medal, Sea Service Deployment Ribbon, Global War on Terrorism, and the National Defense Service Medal. According to Military.com, the last enlisted vice president was Al Gore, who served in the Army.
Sim Walls was going to be part of a multi-gun salute, but unfortunately could not get his gun loaded.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and usually they'll use shotguns.
I know. He didn't know.
When they do those kind of salutary things.
Nobody told him. He didn't know. It's Tim Walls. It was, I mean, you know, when he says this about himself.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
What do you expect? What do you expect?
Sweetly.
It's kind of a shame that Kamala lost, because we won't have Tim Walls to kick around for a while anymore.
Yeah.
He'll probably still do stupid stuff.
We're going to miss Joe Biden, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Sniffing, biting.
Oh, great meme. A friend of mine sent a picture of me this morning. It's Joe Biden holding a baby, and he's got a clear collar, the kind that goes around your dog when they've been to the vet, so that he can't nibble on the child. I thought that was like, wow.
Gosh.
Wow.
You know, what do you call it? The cone.
Yes.
The protective cone.
You know, it's cute when a grandparent does that to their grandchild, you know.
A little nibbles
on. You don't do that to some stranger's baby. Get your dentures off my kid. Just
go
away.
And times have changed, by the way, just so you know, and I'm a new grandfather, so I can tell you these things.
Yes, you are.
Okay. First, I go to visit my daughter, Rihanna.
Yeah.
I'm so blessed with awesome kids. Mm-hmm. And you come out instantly. Okay, you're entering the house of where the child is.
Yeah.
There's some sort of delousing program that takes place.
Because this is the first grandchild.
Using some kind of radiation to clean me. Then it's, Dad, please wash your hands. And then, I don't know, it's like a like one of those alcohol baths on your hands and everything.
Hazmat suit or anything?
She even asked me, I'm not kidding you, not this time, but the previous time, to wear a mask.
Wow.
I was like, only for you and little Thomas. Yes. Only for you and little Thomas. She didn't ask me last time. She just said there's a critical point where the baby really doesn't have built up any immunities yet.
Right.
So I appreciate her being protective and careful. It's not like the old days, man.
Oh, yeah.
We go, you want to hold the baby? And you basically, you know, like do a push pass, like a shovel pass in the NFL. You know, you're like,
there's
the baby.
Well, the second playing in the dirt in the yard, the driveway, you know, day three at home. So, you know.
You've got to build up those immunities.
That's right.
Throw them right in a mud puddle, man. It's like if a golden retriever can, you know, can drink that dirty water, so can the kid.
There you go.
No. But anyway.
Address those letters to Bob Ruse, care of the sky.
She is very, very protective. But that's
Sounds
a good thing.
That's all right.
That's how you are in your first
one, that's, yeah.
By the third one, like, hey, give me a pack of Lucky Strikes, will you? Mom's going to write you a note.
Yeah, you drop the pacifier, somebody licks it off, sticks it back in the baby's mouth, you know, that kind of thing.
It's clean. I got all the dirt off. It's
dog licking their face, you know, the whole bit.
That's why the women are the mothers. That's
there's probably a reason for
God
that.
God knows. You know, God knows it. Dirty men. Oh, no. Oh, let's see. What do we have here? Vice President Kamala Harris's former communications director, Jamal Simmons, suggested that President Joe Biden should resign.
Wow.
This isn't an old story. This was from yesterday.
What's their title? What were they?
They were former communications director, Jamal Simmons, for the vice president. So the office of vice president. And that Joe Biden should resign in order to make Harris the first woman president.
This agenda thing.
We're in a transition process. The world is changing. There are dangerous situations evolving all the time, every minute. And that's not an exaggeration. That's real. And there are people that are really that high up and that close to the vice president that think like that. In other words, the last thing that we would need to do is to have any additional distractions, confusions, or anything else as we start to transition over to a new president, to new leadership. But they would toss all that aside and say, so what if there's chaos? So what if something happens? We just want to do it to say, hey, looky here, we got our first woman president. Where does that come from? It was posted on X is where it literally came from. Simmons acknowledged that Biden has been amazing, adding that he should step down, though, from the presidency in order to be transitional and ensure that Harris is the first woman president.
Wow.
You mean the candidate that didn't get any votes to become the candidate? Now we should hand her the presidency for a couple months. Really?
Mm.
Does that sound very democracy-like?
It does not. It doesn't at all.
I thought they were all about that whole democracy thing. You know, yeah. Every vote counts.
Biden should resign to make Kamala Harris the first woman president. And he says, because that would be fulfilling one last promise he made to be transitional. Now, Biden did say that. Remember when he was first running?
Well, yeah.
That he would be a transitional president. And he was going to usher in this new generation.
Right.
But then after he'd been president for a little while, he was like, I don't have to only do one term. I'll do whatever I want. Clearly, people love me. I'm, where am I? I'm the president.
And where am I? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And ever since I got this gig, I get free vanilla ice cream. I'm not going to give that up so easily. No, it's just, this is silliness. This is
it is. And they ought to be embarrassed to even say that. Harris, everybody else in the campaign ought to be embarrassed that they said it. And really, somebody should come out and just shut them down and go, okay, that does not represent our thoughts. But they'll just ignore it.
He went from cologne to building rockets. Elon Musk.
Wow.
That wasn't him?
No, I don't think so.
Do you remember that guy, Old Spice? Remember him?
Yeah.
He was an old pirate. Old Spice, they called him. He smelled funky.
You know, the funny one is when you smell the original Polo. You could be like walking through a
Marco store.
Not Rubio. The green one. And it takes you back to like 1977. And
what about Dracar?
See? They've all got their era, you know? So, yeah.
What about English leather? I think I got that from my dad one year, and of course, I had to sample it, too.
I'm surprised that you have not named the one that I thought would be on top of your list.
Oh, high karate!
That one.
Oh, I thought you were going to play, you know, the song, Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting. That was a good one.
It was. Hard to believe. It doesn't seem possible that everybody was kung fu fighting. I mean, we were watching kung fu on TV. We loved Bruce Lee. You know, it's the early mid 70s, but I still don't believe that everybody was kung fu fighting.
Me and little Lonnie were taking lessons from his dad, Big Lonnie, who was taking lessons at an actual karate establishment.
Trickle down karate lessons.
I think
lessons.
They were like America, Karate Schools of America.
I remember those.
And they were,
Oh, they were everywhere.
And so we're doing our punches and kicks in the living room and everything. But the reason I brought up Elon Musk was actually for a reason, and that is he's endorsed Senator Rick Scott to be the next Senate Majority Leader. So that's kind of interesting that he even, wonder why he even went to bat for it. But he said, he said,
interesting.
He'll help to get the nominations through, and so it very well could happen.
But we're reaching out to Rick Scott. We'll have to ask him about that.
And we wanted to ask him about the whole red flag thing. Is people have brought that up as of recently?
Yeah,
and I want to find out what's behind that. Where does he stand, et cetera, moving forward? All right, it's 9:47. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for Upbeat Positive Thoughts. It's called Things That Make You Smile. Upbeat Non-Political Thoughts, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. So call in now, please. 877-975-9825. It is a beautiful day. The 11th day of the 11th month. Thank you to our veterans. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for Things That Make You Smile. Upbeat Positive Thoughts. And it's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And good morning, Cass. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and team. Happy Veterans Day to all that served and are currently serving. And all the people that were wounded and their families, I pray for them all. The training's tough, 30 years, I know. and Semper Fi to the Marines out there. And God bless America. And I love you guys. Great show today. Fabulous. Love you all.
And we love you, and God bless you, and thank you for your service.
Wow, 30 years. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Let's go to Pete. What's making you smile?
College football. What a great weekend. I like college football because of the pageantry, the traditions, the rivalries, and the play calling is a little bit more spontaneous than what's in the NFL. And to top it all off, my hated Miami Hurricanes lost, and they will not have an undefeated season. So there. Oh, and Bob, one more thing for you, Bob. Detroit did great yesterday. They had a Superman. Thanks.
Yeah, they really did, man. Beating the Texans at the last second there. And there were a couple other upsets, too. I love the college game as well. Let's go to Dennis. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Great.
I'll tell you what's making me smile. 10-year veteran of the Army. I just went to Denny's and got my breakfast, and Denny's made me smile this morning. Thank you, Denny's.
Nice.
There you go.
That's
and
awesome.
We should. We should all be taking care of our veterans any way we can. So I do appreciate it when that is offered to our veterans, a meal or anything, really. I think it's fantastic. And I was helping out with Crawling for the Fallen.
Nice.
And that's organization and Jeeps and raising money for fallen officers and their families. And happy to be a small part of that anyway. But the numbers, they said, were off from previous years. One of the reasons why they think is the weather. A lot of the weather, the devastation, you know, dealing with the hurricanes and the damage. So, so there's that. And you, Greg?
Yeah, I was at an event yesterday. Pastor Tony and the folks at his church, he's the pastor over at the Pentecostals, they've got an event, kind of a just got a big community event, and we were invited, and so we appreciated that. Met some Sky fans while we were there, and so hats off to them and all the work they do in our community. It was great to be there.
Was there food involved?
There was free food involved.
Wow. Hey, Mike, Southern Taste in Alachua. Why did I even think that was a possibility?
Yeah, it happens.
Food happens. Greg, what are you up to? Food happens.
I'll be there.
No, good stuff all the way around. Yeah. We try to stay involved in our community because we kind of like it around here. It's a pretty good place to live. All right, folks. Don't go away yet. We're not done. Not quite. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Mark Levin.
There are enemies within. Marxist Islamists.
6 weeknights.
There are people who want to fundamentally transform America. Who want open borders to fundamentally reshape the electorate.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. John Hinckley Jr. Remember him? He's the guy that tried to kill President Ronald Reagan, ended up shooting James Brady and a law enforcement officer, and has spent a lot of time under care, shall we say. Well, apparently after a couple attempts on President Trump, people are so sick, and he's active. Hinckley apparently is on X, but people have apparently have said things like trying to get him to assassinate Trump. That's sick or what? Yeah. And he said, stop that nonsense. I'm a man of peace now. And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. And once again, thank you, veterans. Thank you.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.